Currency titan Crane and Company, headquartered in Boston, is being sold for $800 million to a Connecticut company with a similar name. The company has strong ties to the Berkshires. Crane Currency has manufactured paper money for the U.S. government since 1879 and has been the sole supplier since 1964. The currency is made at a plant in Dalton, just east of Pittsfield, where the company was founded. In 2012, Crane Currency moved its global headquarters to Boston. Parent company, Crane and Company, announced Tuesday it had agreed to sell the company for $800 million to a Stamford, Connecticut company with a similar name. Crane Company CEO Max Mitchell tried to cut through the confusion on a conference call Wednesday morning.
Both cranes were founded in the 1800s, both by entrepreneurs, unrelated, but with the same last name, who were visionaries in their time. Archie Crane for us in 1855, and Zenas Crane for Crane Currency in 1801.
Crane Company is currently in the business of banknote authentication, as well as other industries including fluid handling, aerospace, electronics, and engineering materials. The two manufacturers have worked together in the past. Mitchell says the deal will allow Crane Company to manufacture secure bank notes and continue to work in the retail environment.
By having these businesses work more closely together, we become more relevant to both of our sets of customers and are better able to understand and respond to changes in technology and in the industry, as well as provide assurances to central banks around the world that future changes in currency design will ensure functionality and readability for daily cash transactions across the global currency payment landscape.
Dalton Town Manager Ken Walto says he's hopeful the deal will translate into new jobs and opportunity for residents. In 2015, Crane Currency split with what is now Crane Stationery.
The private equity firm, which had a controlling interest, over the past 10 years or so has been really slimming the Crane down. They've divested themselves of every paper-making asset that was not related to currency production.
The stationery wing continues to have a presence in North Adams. Crane Currency CEO Stephen DeFalco told WAMC Wednesday, to the best of his knowledge, one of Berkshire County's oldest and largest employers is here to stay.
There's no overlap in operations at all, and so our Dalton team will remain intact and continue to do what they do. All of those jobs will be there kind of going forward.
Walto, the Dalton town manager, is watching closely.
It requires highly skilled employees and a lot of capital equipment. It's not easy to move, and it becomes a political problem if the company wants to move it somewhere. I'm sure Massachusetts elected representatives would have a lot to say about that.
In 2013, the mill commissioned a new hydroelectric turbine. It was a 10-year, $1.5 million investment. Doug Crane, then Vice President of Business Development and Government Relations, told WAMC News about the project. He's a seventh-generation ancestor of founder Zenas Crane.
To revitalize and really rebuild the hydroelectric capability here. We're certainly excited today to be turning on the unit and sort of returning to our roots just a little bit and letting the Housatonic give us just a little bit more power.
Crane Currency will report to Lewis Pinkham, Senior Vice President at Crane Company, under the company's Payment and Merchandising Technology Division, according to DeFalco.
At the closing, I will be stepping down as CEO, and I will be promoting my successor, Anne-Marie Watson.
Anne-Marie Watson currently runs Crane Currency International. The deal is expected to close in February. Crane Company says it will unveil more of its plans at Investor Day in March. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.